want to give God thanks for being among the saints. I count that a great privilege. When I think back on the goodness of God, where I came from, a young man, I had no sense of direction. Was just, I don't know, going along. But when I heard the voice, and this is literal, when I heard the voice of the Son of God, Jesus spoke those words. The hour cometh, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. I recognize that night when my name was called. It was, when I think back, and I wait out, look into it, examine it, I said it had to be the voice of Jesus. Because that voice, I cannot describe exactly what happened, but where that voice shook me to my very soul, I was through, I surrendered. Didn't remember all that was said, but I was ready to pray. I didn't know how to pray, so I had to repeat after the young man who talked to me. I didn't know all the doctrine about, you know, born again, saved, but I knew I was a Christian. Well, I went down the road with the horse race program in my hand. When I come back up the road, I was a new person. We didn't follow through with the horse racing program that weekend because if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Yes. Old things were passed away, and behold, all things become new. Yes. And the journey was glorious. And I've learned a lot of things, thank the Lord, from the saints. My mom was trying to get me to come to this country. I'd lost interest because I was saving in the church. So, but then my younger sister came and right in my face said, "My mom is doing everything she can to get you over here and look like you're not interested." So this was my prayer. Lord, lead me this to some people who can be an encouragement to me. And you know the rest of the story. Praise the Lord. So I thank the Lord for being among the saints. Amen. What I've learned, I learned a lot of things from you people. They're saying that some things are taught and some things are caught. Yes. Caught a lot of things, and I appreciate, like I say, the saints of God being here. I love Monarch. I don't make it here every time, but I love this place. Thank the Lord. Yes. And this meeting was as especially precious. If you listen carefully, it's one uniform message. Did y'all see that? Yeah. It's one uniform message. And I marvel at the grace of God and the power of the Holy Ghost. And I see a lot of people responding, and I rejoice in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Give a little thought. I'll put it on the board if I may. In the drawer. Responsibility. That's a long word. Anyway, thank the Lord. But I've learned from the scripture, and I'm a very slow reader, so I'll read sometime about 10 times the same scripture. But I've learned from the scripture that God is very serious about his word, his commandments. And God had a purpose for mankind. Mankind not here by accident. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He spoke several things into existence, so forth. When it come down to man, there's a big decision made at the highest level.
Yes.
Let us make man. So it looked like it was pondered, considered, decided. And God created man in his own image.
Yes.
So man is a very special creature.
Yes.
Somebody says, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
Yeah. After our own likeness. So God created man in his own image and after his own likeness. The Apostle Paul said, put ye on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Well, we know the story. Man sinned. And the Lord had said, the day that you do this thing, ye shall surely die. One day I was just sitting down and just reading the book of many years ago. It was 2 Corinthians chapter 7, some of 1 Corinthians, about where the law, being dead to the law. Then the Lord helped me to understand man did die. Man had a great fall.
Yes.
It was, I can't find the words. It was soul shattering. It was immense.
Yes.
It was terrible.
Yes.
It was horrible. It was a complete different situation put mankind in. The darkness was deep. But God was not blindsided.
No.
God knows the end from the beginning. Right away, God had a plan already. It seemed to me like in this plan, those who would make heaven their home got a far better experience than Eden. So this plan seems so glorious. So God put the plan into execution. He called Abraham and promised Abraham that his seed shall be the stars of heaven for multitude. And God gave the law and come on down, so forth, until it came down to Jesus Christ. God loved man so much to accomplish what God designed for mankind. It took more than man to do that. It took more than a prophet.
Yes.
It took more than a psalmist. It had to be one greater than John the Baptist.
That's right. Yes.
The only man that could fill those shoes was God himself. Mankind's salvation is so profound and so deep. The plan was so, big. It seemed like a small word. That God himself, through Jesus Christ, come down to do it. Do we see God's love for mankind?
Yes, thank you, Lord.
The Lord did say, I have loved thee with an everlasting love.
Yes.
Therefore, with loving kindness, have I drawn thee? Well, man has to deal with the sin nature, all that kind of stuff. The law was given. So the law was given by Moses. What does it say to us? Still flawed, right? The law was given by Moses, John wrote, but grace, praise the Lord, and truth came by who? Jesus Christ. A while ago, someone mentioned the thief of the cross. I think deep about this thief because it seemed like this man believes things that the apostle at the time did not believe, couldn't grasp it. I'm wondering, how could that happen? Jesus says, this is the will of God, that everyone who seeth the Son and believeth in him should have everlasting life. There were people in his time who saw him. There are a lot of people who see him but did not see him. It seems to me that those people who saw him, they call him Lord.
Yes.
If you notice.
That's true.
Zacharias, Zacchaeus.
Yes.
Heard about Jesus. The Bible talks about his fame went abroad. Never, ever any man like that walked the earth. And people heard about it. Like the woman with the issue of blood. Zacchaeus heard about it. Then he heard it was coming that way. Maybe he was pondering for a long time about this man, this remarkable man. Then he heard it was passing my way. And Zacchaeus wanted to see him.
Yes.
Real bad. That caught God's attention, didn't it?
Yes.
He wanted to see Jesus. Did you know he saw Jesus? He saw what a lot of people did not see. He climbed the tree, and he looked intently, and he stared and gazed.
Yes.
The Bible says one place, we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord. What happens?
Change.
In his image. So something happened to Zacchaeus that day. When he gazed at Jesus, he saw something. A lot of people who were thronging him did not see. By the time the Lord got to where Zacchaeus was at the tree, Zacchaeus was a changed man. And he said, Lord, that's what he addressed him, the half of my goods I give to the poor. Because he saw the Son of God. Mary and Martha, they believe in the Son of God. And Martha knew, Lord, she called him Lord.
Yes.
If thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. She was convinced of that. The Lord told her, thy brother shall rise again. She said, Lord, I know that. I know it, Lord, that he shall rise again at the resurrection. You're about to realize a little bit more who Jesus is.
Yes, that's right.
The Lord told, in other words, you are talking to the resurrection.
That's right.
I am the resurrection. Notice several times the Lord used that word. Moses gave my bread. The Lord said, I am the bread of life. Somebody says, Lord, how can we know the way? I am the way. What a wonderful, I don't know, person is Jesus. The Bible says one place, in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He was God's best-kept secret. Yeah. The mystery which was hid from ages and from generations wrapped up in Jesus.
Yes. Thank the Lord.
All mankind's struggles, bend over, burden down, Jesus is the answer.
Yes.
There are some things written in the Bible that lay upon us grave responsibility. But Paul says one place, who is sufficient for all these? Who is sufficient for these things? He said, our sufficiency is of God. Though, like Peter said, it might seem like a hard saying, when we factor in Jesus and the grace of God, he is still right. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. I'm finding that sometimes you're terrified of the Lord. But when we begin to seek God enough, we begin to understand it is God that does the work in us. Hebrews chapter 1. From verse 1 says, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Yes. The voice of the Son of God.
Yes.
His voice. The voice that formed the words. Whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. John says, the Word was God, and he created all things. So by whom God created the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, he said one time, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Who say ye that I am? When he had by himself purged, that's a big statement, purged our sins. To some it seemed like he died an unfortunate death. That man from Galilee, they killed him. But when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Can you imagine? It staggered my mind when the Lord said over in Revelations, I am he that liveth. The statement was dead. He added to his resume. It seemed like, what do you think about it? It seemed like a little bit of a, what do you think? What's the word? Well, that was for mankind's salvation. The depth of love and mercy that God has shown to mankind. To procure and secure our salvation. Thank the Lord. So we see that Jesus, the Father, said of him, verse 8, but unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is the scepter of righteousness, the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness. And hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning, hast laid the foundation of the earth. Little song says, everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Amen.
Yes, amen.
So now, chapter 2 says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed. Back then, the Lord told Israelites, hearken diligently.
Yes.
And that was Moses. But in this dispensation of the gospel, you're dealing with Jesus Christ, Son of God himself. We ought to give the more earnest heed to the thing which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
Yes.
So we have a grave responsibility to make sure the word of God abide in us.
Amen.
That we walk in all his truth. It can be done.
Yes.
But we must give the more earnest heed.
Yes, okay.
We are called to be saints.
That's true.
Yes. We're called to be his sheep, the elect. Yes. And God put this in with everything that we need, Ephesians chapter 1. Everything that we need to be a success in this walk with the Lord.
That's right. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Ephesians chapter 1. It says, Paul the Apostle. We're going to stop right there. Who is this Paul? One time, brother... What's his name? I forgot his name. His son has the same name. Curtis Williams came down. I was still young in the congregation. He came down and he preached a message. I'm trying to think of what he said. I forgot the term. Now just anyway, I might come back to it. Oh yes, he said, what did God use for material that God used to build his kingdom? He says the worst he can find. Think about the Apostle Paul. Wrote, can you imagine? This man was trying his best to stamp out the name of Jesus. But the Lord seeth not as man seeth. Something kind of troubled me a little bit in Scripture. In a sense, it's a temptation to think this way. The Lord says one place, that among them that are born of woman, there is none greater than John. But he said, nevertheless, he that is least in the kingdom is greater than he. Paul said in this book, he said, unto me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given. Wondering, was the Lord talking about Paul? It made me wonder. That's just my thoughts, anyway. But it's a marvel that Paul wrote this epistle. Yes. This apostle writes some very deep things.
Yes, he
unlocked all the mysteries of salvation. He said in verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. He hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world.
Yes.
God was not blindsided.
Right.
That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. We have grave responsibilities.
Yes, we do.
God's word is true.
Yes.
And there's a great cloud of witnesses that we're going to see in a little bit.
Yes.
A whole lot of people
yes.
who had the experience.
Yes.
John could number them
yes.
with a vast host.
Yes.
So we have no excuse.
True.
Thank the Lord. It tells it, go on, I'm not going to read all, but it tell about God's wonderful mercy, the riches of his grace going on down. But verse 9 says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are in earth. How did God do it? How did God do that? All things in heaven.
Yeah.
Is that true? That's what the scripture says. In Christ, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him, who worketh all things at the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory.
Yes.
How do we do that? Who first trusted in Christ. Now this word trusted and believed, those are some big words. I was mystified one time by the word believe, because somebody asked the Lord one time, some people, what must I do, what must we do that we may work the works of God? What did the Lord say? He said, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. It sounds so simple. But what does believe involve?
Yes, right.
Paul told the Thessalonians, commend them for their work of faith and their labor of love. You see, there's two things involved here.
Yes.
Your work of faith, the labor of love.
Yes.
And I found that believing and faith involve work.
Yes, it does.
We had a Sunday school lesson about a couple of Sundays ago about the men of Nineveh. And how Jonah went and preached to them. And it says the Ninevites, they believe God. Can you believe that?
Yes.
You know what happened because they believed God? Anybody remember the story? It said they called for a fast.
Yes.
They humbled themselves. They sought the Lord. What's that? That's the work of faith.
Yes.
Yeah. No man, woman, boy, girl, nothing, not even the animals. Yes. Going to put sackcloth even on the beast.
Yes.
Call upon God. That was the work of faith. That belief. So belief involves serious work, diligent work, careful work, bearing responsibilities. That's evidence that you truly believe.
That's right.
Yeah.
True.
That's evidence. James says, show me your faith without your works. I'm going to show you my faith by my works.
Yes.
So somebody who truly believes, they're going to take some serious action. That's what believing involves. The Bible says he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of who? Them that diligently seek him. That's what real believing is. Yeah. You get to work. You get to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That's believing. Thank the Lord. So Paul says down here now.
Okay, that's happened before.
Thank the Lord. All right. So thank the Lord. All right. That we should be to the praise of his glory. So there were two groups that John saw in Revelation. Huh? Yeah, get the phone, please. John saw two. First he saw a group that it says from the tribes of Israel. Saw another group that no man could number. Isaiah said, though the numbers of Israel be as the sands of the sea, he said, a remnant shall be. Anybody remember that?
Yeah.
A remnant shall be saved.
Yeah.
So in my mind, then that first group was the remnant from Israel. The next group was the vast amount of Gentile that was brought in to salvation. But let's look at it. It's chapter 7, Revelation. From verse 1 says, and after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on any on the sea or on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. What is that? And he cried with a loud voice, saying, don't hurt the trees or whatever until I see the servants of our God in their foreheads. In other words, establish the church. Sealing, that's the coming of the Holy Ghost. Establish the church. And John said, verse 4, and I heard the number which were sealed. It says 144,000 of all the tribes of Israel. Verse 9 says, after this I beheld and lo, a great multitude no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne. Where they come from? God promised Abraham that in thee and in thy seed should all nations be blessed.
Thank the Lord. That took me in.
Yes.
Thank the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Gentiles. He said they were clothed with white robes. Praise the Lord.
Yes, amen.
These people were holy, without blame, before him in love. The word of God was fulfilled. There was a glorious church in the morning time. You know that? The apostles preached, traveled, taught, labored, wrote, battled to get this thing established. They fought error on every hand. Peter, James, John, Jude, and the rope. You can read all these things. They sent out helpers all over the place. Get this thing set up, and there it is, fulfilling the word of God. Thank the Lord. So may the Lord help us. Now back to Ephesians, Paul wrote to all these Gentiles. He said, now after he taught them a lot of things about, you know, the purpose of God, what he planned, what he gave it to us, all the promises of God and so forth. Chapter 4, I heard somebody quote this morning. And verse 1 says, a while ago, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you, here's our responsibilities, that ye walk worthy of, this is a great salvation, by the way. Wonderful. I don't have a word to describe it. But this thing is glorious. Yes. That ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. With all lowliness. That covers a lot of ground. These are some extremes. Why is God requiring this from us? All lowliness? No, it means also all meekness, by the way. With long suffering. Forbearing one another in love. This is not just a suggestion, by the way. Paul says, I am pleading with you. The apostles were, when it comes to this business, the apostles were very, very serious about this thing. Yes. Very careful, dedicated.
Yes.
They gave their lives to this thing.
Yes.
Peter says one place, or the apostle says one place, we will give ourselves continually to the word of God and to prayer. They take this thing seriously, this business.
Yes.
The Paul says, I am pleading with you, walk worthy of the vocation. Endeavoring to keep unity. This is very important for every single one of us. So chapter 5, he says from verse, well, he says also in same chapter, verse 7, he says, this I say therefore and testify on the Lord, that ye from henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk. In the vanity of their mind. So there must be a great and a radical change. We must allow God to do a thorough work in us. It is His work, and we must cooperate. So Paul to another group said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So we have work to do.
Yes.
God is faithful. He'll fulfill in His work in us.
Yes.
And God has some divine agents. The word of God,
yes.
The grace of God,
yes.
The blood of Jesus,
yes.
The Holy Spirit,
yes.
And he put gifts in the body,
yes.
And gifted men, that, well, let's read it. It says, for the perfecting of the saints.
Yes.
So everything is established. The Lord said one place, come, for all things are now ready. So we are well able by the grace of God to take the land. What can hinder us? The Hebrew writer says, an evil heart of unbelief. When we allow our hearts to be drawn away by degrees, that's unbelief. Sometimes we don't realize that we are being drawn away until we wake up one and find out, I don't believe certain things anymore. We can once have known the truth and have drifted away from it. The writer says, beware lest there be in any of you an evil out of unbelief in departing from the living God. So we must keep ourselves, I think, was it James wrote or John one of them, in the love of God.
Yes.
Thank the Lord. So Paul exhorting these Gentiles, don't walk that way anymore. Okay? Let me find. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that from henceforth you walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. You better watch your mind.
Yes.
The focus of your mind. Fill your mind, your heart with the word of God. Seek the Lord diligently. The Bible says, having the understanding darkened. That's where we came from. We didn't know. We think we're doing real well. But the fact is, if you're not in Christ, your understanding is darkened.
Yeah.
Being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Sin is bondage. Blinds the heart, darkens the mind, and sear the conscience. And then, who being past feeling, so that's where we came from as Gentiles.
Yes.
But thank God for the light of salvation.
Yeah.
But it says down further, we ain't going to take up time to read all the readings. It says, but ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. The Bible says they shall be all taught of God.
The
so the Lord is going to teach you some things.
Yes.
One thing I know that God taught me for real. I was kind of a laid back person, you know, in life, whatever. I didn't give myself to all that I could do mentally or whatever. I just kind of laid back. But after I got saved, I began to read the scriptures very carefully. Spent time in prayer and fasting much for a whole year before the Lord, I said the Lord gave me a job. Because
yes.
I looked for one time, I couldn't find one, so I just keep on going to church. Then one day in church, someone said, come here, go see this man tomorrow morning, and there was a job. But I learned work ethics from the scripture.
Yes.
When I read about Joseph, believe it or not. Praise God. Yeah.
Yes.
Every time I take a new job, I think about Joseph.
Yes.
And how he worked. Yeah. So the Lord will teach you from his word.
Yes, he
will. The Lord will teach you a lot of things. Thank the Lord. Most of your schooling is not right here. It's in a daily walk with the Lord, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. We ever get inspiration and enlightenment, but daily walk of the Lord, the Holy Ghost will teach you. Thank the Lord. So the Lord will teach you to put off, concerning the former conversation, the old man which is corrupt according to this deceitful lust. Lust is a big word. I found out. Peter says that the corruption that is in the world through lust. John said all that's in the world is what? The lust of the flesh. The lust of the eyes. So lust is a big thing. And we have to war against it. We've got to mind it.
Yes.
Resist it.
Yes.
Overcome it.
Yes.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Now chapter 5 verse 1 he says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children.
Yes.
We think about dear children, who comes to your mind? You have anybody have an example? Dear children. I think about Joseph.
Yes.
Daniel them.
Yes.
Yep. People who, you know, are John the Baptist. Jesus' children. There are some, I don't know, but there are some children that are so very obedient. And responsible.
Yes.
Can leave them there and they'll take your business.
Yes.
Beyond what you'd expect.
Yes.
In other words, you tell them do this, do, but when you come, they knock you off your feet. You did all this? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children.
Yes.
and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us and given himself for us an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savour. Thank the Lord. I think about Naomi. She seemed to be an unsung heroine, Naomi in the Bible. One time we had a Sunday school lesson from the Sunday school books. It was really about Ruth. But when we begin to look into Naomi, we found out that where Ruth saw God was in Naomi. You know that? She must have been quite a woman. Because what Ruth received from her relationship with Naomi was profound. Yeah. It brought a change in Ruth that made her outstanding. Well, here it is. Let's go to Titus. Sometimes we, by default, read the experience in the scripture and don't realize that, like, think over there, people talk about Sarah. But in Titus, Paul told Titus, here it goes. Grave responsibilities. 2 and verse 1. But speak thou the thing which become sound doctrine. Speak the other things which become sound doctrine. That the aged man be sober. It's talking about more than abstaining from alcoholic beverage. This is talking about spiritual sobriety. Yeah. Yeah. That's deep and covers a broad and a whole lot of ground. Sober.
Yeah.
Grave.
Yes.
That's a deep word. Very, 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 very serious. Sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith. Make you think, doesn't it? But why Paul write these things? Sound in charity. Sound in patience. Is that possible? By sound doctrine. Paul said, the aged woman likewise, and this way I think would fit Naomi, that they, just like the man's instruction, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness. This is the apostles' doctrine. This is what the Lord gave them. It was their job to take these things to the nations. Maybe Paul didn't realize that when he wrote this thing, would become the Bible. Maybe he didn't think about that. He just thought about, well, there's some issues there over there in Crete. I need to address it. And so he sat down and wrote the epistle. I noticed also he was a very careful man, Paul. He sent Timothy. He sent Titus. But you all send them with specific detailed instruction, make sure you do it this way, don't forget that, and do this, observe that.
Yes.
Yeah. God gave them a clear vision of what the church looked like.
Yes.
The pattern, the goings out, the comings, and all that.
Yes.
It is right here. Sound in faith, Lord help us. How do we get there? How do we come to these places? That they be in behavior as becometh holiness,
yes.
Not false accusers. That kind of thing that made me think. How would a saved woman professing be a false accuser? Something sometimes can run deep. You got to be careful,
yes.
What you say, when you say it, how you say it, how you add to it, how you emphasize. We heard the other day about our words. Remember that? We've got to watch your words.
Yes.
And make sure we have on hand, the Bible says, the abundance of grace that we can overcome, talking too swiftly and too hastily. Yeah. But how do we do these things? How do we get these things accomplished or fulfilled in our lives? Verse 4, that they may teach the young woman to be sober. Now, this is where I think Naomi came in.
Yes.
It seemed for Ruth to get what she got, Naomi had to have what she had. So I'm thinking if you are able to read between the lines very carefully, Naomi was a very godly woman.
Yes.
And Ruth was so impacted,
yes,
and drawn in and touched by God as a result that she forsook her own people. You know that?
Yes.
Something in her connected with God, told her, entreat me not to leave thee, or to turn from falling after thee. For where thou goest, I will go. Where lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be mine. Whoever make you the way you are, that's what I want to be with. And thy God, my God. And when Ruth got there to Bethlehem, where it says, the whole community know that she was a virtuous woman.
Yes.
Could be seen in her.
Yes.
Because she saw it first in Naomi. Paul said, Timothy, dwell first in thy grandmother,
yes,
in thy mother,
yes,
and in thee also.
Yes.
So thank God for people who get a hold of God like they should. So our responsibility is to show Christ to the world.
Yes.
For us to do so, it must first be formed, like Paul said, be formed in us.
Yes, that's right.
It is very, 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 very important that we live a life.
Yes.
Like the song says, so when the world looks upon you, nothing but Christ is in view. Is that too harsh?
No, that's right.
Jesus says, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. But now he says, now ye,
yes,
are the light of the world,
yes,
he told us. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. What city is that? I'm not talking about one of the cities up on a mountain someplace. I'm talking about Zion. Yeah.
That's right.
We said earlier that God was going to gather together all things in one, both in heaven and in earth. Well, let's read it. Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 22. The Hebrew writer wrote, when we truly get saved, what do we come to? Well, we come to that building over there where those people meet. It's far greater than that.
That's right.
He says, ye are come unto Mount Zion.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Psalmist says, great is the Lord, and great to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion,
yes,
the star of the north, the city of the great king. Ye are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Paul says, Jerusalem which is above is free, which is the mother of us all. She's the church of God. To an innumerable company of angels,
yes,
said, all things in one, both in heaven and in earth.
Yes.
Yeah. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, people who are truly saved.
Yes.
And to God. God is there.
Thank the Lord.
Everybody is in Zion.
Yes. Thank the Lord. Beautiful.
Christ says, you walk where you walk. in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
God is there.
That's right.
The Bible says we are built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit.
Yes.
So this is a big deal.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I can't describe how big it is. I'm just trying to use words that I wish I could be a much better speaker. But this is a great thing. It says, and to the spirits of just men made, there it goes, made the God, the work was done, made perfect.
Thank the Lord.
Right here in Zion.
Thank the Lord.
Scripture says, look upon Zion,
yes,
the city of our solemnities. This is a glorious church.
Yes, it is.
It's a glorious work. It's in Christ.
Thank the Lord.
It's the body of Christ and the bride of Christ. Okay. Is it chapter 7? What chapter is it? Chapter 9, we said, chapter 7 was it? Revelation. Back to Revelation. So these people, they bore their responsibility. Chapter 7, verse 13 says, and one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? Because John saw the big picture. A number which no man could number. What are these which are arrayed in white robes? Where to buy them? At Walmart? Or where are we going to buy these robes? And whence came? Well, let's find out. John says, sir, thou knowest. He said, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes. Where do they wash them? What do they use? It's one thing to wash, but make sure you wash diligently.
Yes.
They washed their robes and made them white. So he is able to say to the uttermost, they washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. He is the honest one and dwell among them. And verse 16 is also written up almost the same words in Isaiah, prophesied concerning the church. And they shall hunger no more, neither thirst no more. One song says, there is no thirsting for life's pleasure, nor adorning rich and gay, for I found a richer treasure, one that fadeth not away.
Thank the Lord.
So may the Lord help us. Chapter 19 of our Revelations. Is it 19? Yes. And verse 6 saying, and I heard a great, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, the voice of many waters, the voice of mighty thundering, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife, what did she do? She hath made herself ready. She took care of grave responsibilities. And to her was granted. There are people in this country, I saw, that receive grants. They make some qualifications and they receive grants to accomplish things that they could not have done without a grant. So when we seek the Lord diligently and faithfully to walk in all his ways, to get a hold of his exceeding great and precious promises through faith, to her was granted. That she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. So God will finish the work. song we learned in high school said, finish then thy new creation, pure and spotless let us be. Let us see thy great salvation perfectly restored in thee, change from glory into glory, till in heaven we take our place, till we cast our crown before thee, lost in wonder, love, and praise. Yes. This walk with God is meant to be a glorious walk. Yes. The pathway of the just is the shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. May the Lord help us to set ourselves, set our face. Like I heard today, I will go with him all the way. Something might seem like a hard saying, but you begin to seek the Lord with a willing heart. Maybe you don't feel like you can do it, whether you don't, something you don't even want to do it. Be honest with God and go, and you might be surprised how God give you the willingness. I'm telling you. Everything in me say no, but my mind now, I set my mind, Lord, at any cost, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, I know, Lord, your way is right, but everything in me say no, but Lord, I lay down my way, Lord. I cry against it, Lord. I come against it, Lord. Help me, Lord.
Yes.
You think he'll help you? That's why I came, for the Bible says, for while we were yet without strength,
yes,
we couldn't do it ourselves. We found out Jesus died for the ungodly.
Thank the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So we can take hope.
Right.
Somebody says, man can't. Yeah, that's why Christ came, because man couldn't do it.
That's right.
That's the very reason why Christ came.
Right.
Thank the Lord. So may the Lord help us. And the angel. Now the angels, I think to myself, the angel song says, Church of God, the angels marvel.
Yes.
And when they saw what man was,
yes,
and God's finished work,
yes,
Church of God, the angels marvel at the music of thy song. So one last trick, when the angel before John left said, come on, I'm gonna show you the Lamb's wife. Let me show the Lamb's wife. Yeah. Revelation 21 from verse 9 and says, there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, saying to me, come hither and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to get a clear vision. You gotta be carried away in the spirit to see this thing like it really is. And showed me that great city. Right, the holy Jerusalem. First he took me up to a great and high mountain. That's consistent with the scriptures.
Yes. Yes.
Said it shall be established in the top of the mountains, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Show me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, just like we read in Hebrews and Paul said, descending from out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And if you notice the same stone that John saw, when he tried to describe God's sitting on the throne, is the same stone.
Yes.
The image of Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
The purpose of God is to conform us to the image of his Son.
Yes.
It is a great calling. It's a high calling. We must walk worthy of the vocation.
Yes.
So may the Lord stir upon our hearts, take courage that God will do the work.
That's right.
And if we fail to make it notice that there's a great cloud of witnesses,
that's right,
there was a whole lot of people who got saved and got the goods and went to heaven. Yes. God saw them through all the way. This is the work of God. It says she had the glory of God, like a precious stone, and sung this song over there in 25 minutes. I've been singing that song, I want to rejoice. Church of God, the angels marvel at the music of thy song. Earth and hell in terror tremble at thy armies. Move along. So take courage, saints. Though it might seem grave, but when we get a hold of this thing and begin to fulfill this thing, there's no greater joy.
Yeah. That's right.
The treasure, the satisfaction. Paul says we glory also in tribulation. He said, I rejoice in my sufferings for you. When God saw, when Paul heard the results of all, Paul preached in Ephesus. One of his greatest battles, he said, was in Ephesus. He fought for 3 years. He said, from Ephesus, says, all Asia heard the word of God. The congregation began to be raised up all around the place. And when Paul heard the news from Colossae, different places, from Epaphras, he rejoiced.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank the Lord. So may the Lord help us to take, it might seem to you like, oh, what's going on, but if you can see the big picture,
yes,
this is a glorious church.
Yes, it is.
So take hope, settle down, live for God, seek him diligently, no matter what's going on around you, hold on to God, press your way, it's better farther on.
Yes.
Amen. Pray for me, please.